Close to midnight, on the evening of Sunday, November 8, 1874, as the early edition of the next day's New York Herald was being born, the gaslit building at the corner of Broadway and Ann Street bustled. The telegraph machines hammered away. The press platens churned. The setting room clinked with the frenetic rearranging of movable metal type. The copy editors clamored for last-minute changes. And outside, in the cool autumn air, the crews of deliverymen pulled up to the freight docks with their dray horses and wagons, waiting to load the hemp-tied bundles and carry them to every precinct of the slumbering city. Following routine, the night editor had the draft edition of the paper brought up to the publisher for his approval. This was no mean feat. The proprietor of the New York Herald could be a tyrannical micromanager, and he wielded his blue pencil like a Bowie knife, often scribbling barely legible comments that trailed along the margins and then off the page. After his usual wine-drenched dinner at Delmonico's, he would return to his office to drink pots of coffee and torment his staff until the paper was finally put to bed. The editors dreaded his tirades and expected him to demand, well into the wee hours, that they rip up the entire layout and start over again. James Gordon Bennett, Jr. was a tall, thin, regal man of 32 years, with a trim mustache and fine, tapering hands. His blue-gray eyes seemed cold and imperious, yet they also carried glints of mischief. He wore impeccable French suits and dress shoes of supple Italian leather. To facilitate his long, if erratic, work hours, he kept a bed in his penthouse office, where he liked to snatch an early morning nap. By most reckonings, Bennett was the third richest man in New York City, with an assured annual income just behind those of William B. Astor and Cornelius Vanderbilt. Bennett was not only the publisher, but also the editor-in-chief and sole owner of the Herald, probably the largest and most influential newspaper in the world. He had inherited the paper from his father, James Gordon Bennett, Sr. The Herald had a reputation for being as entertaining as it was informative, its pages suffused with its owner's sly sense of humor. But its pages were also packed with news. Bennett outspent all other papers to get the latest reports via telegraph and the transatlantic cable. For the newspaper's longer feature stories, Bennett did whatever was necessary to acquire the talents of the biggest names in American letters, writers like Mark Twain, Stephen Crane, and Walt Whitman. Bennett was also one of New York's more flamboyant bachelors, known for affairs with burlesque stars and drunken sprees in Newport. He was a member of the Union Club and an avid sportsman. 8 years earlier, he had won the first transatlantic yacht race. He would play an instrumental role in bringing the sport of polo to the United States, as well as competitive bicycling and competitive ballooning. In 1871, at the age of 29, Bennett had become the youngest commodore in the history of the New York Yacht Club, a post he still held. The Commodore, as everyone called Bennett, was known for racing fleet horses as well as sleek boats. Late at night, sometimes fueled with brandy, he would take out his four-in-hand carriage and careen wild-eyed down the moonlit turnpikes around Manhattan. Alert bystanders tended to be both puzzled and shocked by these nocturnal escapades, for Bennett nearly always raced in the nude.